Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm Carl DeMasi. And remember, it's brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Once again, nice day outside. Great to be out there to play some sports. It's going to be a beautiful day here in Savannah, Georgia. A lot going on, and I'm not going to get a chance to run through the local scores, the local news, because we're behind schedule. I got two guys that have been waiting outside for me, and I'm glad they can. But you see, when we talk about lacrosse, everything comes to whatever comes to your mind in Savannah, Georgia, is BC lacrosse. Well, it all started many years ago with Savannah lacrosse, and under the radar, I mean, WJCL did get out there to cover it last weekend. Savannah Lacrosse finished undefeated in the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League, which BC had won previously 2 years in a row a couple of years ago. This team finished 14-0, got a lot of local guys, local kids, high school kids playing for this team. And, hey, you know, we got to speak about it. So called the head coach, or I guess their co-head coaches, Mark Gompels, during the week, and he was kind of shocked, you know, like, you guys want us to come on? I said, yeah, you guys won a championship. You brought home a championship to Savannah, Georgia. And then, of course, he gave a lot of credit to Jeff Conco, his co-assistant head coach, because of all the stuff he does on the field. But anyway, joining us now live in the ESPN Radio studio is Mark Gompels and Jeff Conco of Savannah Lacrosse, 14-0 lacrosse season, and they are the Savannah, the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League. Guys, apologize about the technical difficulties, and I know I'm rushing now. Got to slow down, but once again, congratulations. Great job.
Thank you. Appreciate this very much on behalf of the team. Certainly a steady bunch of guys that have kept passionate about their game.
Well, you know, lacrosse is growing here in the South, you know, growing up in New York and on Long Island where it's hotbed, and coming down here and there was not much lacrosse going on. And then Savannah lacrosse, I knew about kids playing Savannah lacrosse, and BC started their own little program. Benedictine started their own little program, but it's a big program now. But it's been going on for a while, and kids have been getting scholarships through Savannah lacrosse, but it goes under the radar. So, you know, let's send some shout out to what's going on with the Savannah Lacrosse Club and how people get involved and what's going on during the summer. I mean, let's give a shout out to the lacrosse club. Jeff Conco, the assistant head coach.
Head coach.
Thank you. The best part about it is not only winning the championship, but like you said, these kids getting scholarships and playing on in college. That's the most rewarding part about my job. These kids not really realizing they're going to play on, they're just going to play high school and they're done. And now they get their scholarships, go on to play Division II, Division III lacrosse. Miles Whitworth is going on to play at SCAD, local college here. Alec Ganley just signed with Greensboro College, with a Division III school, which is great. We got a lot of summer stuff coming up. Golden Hares is a new summer team for the little kids, U13, U15. Got a lot of camps for young kids, second grade and up. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up in the summer.
Well, you know, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to the Savannah Lacrosse Championship coaches. They won the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League, the 14-0 undefeated season. Mark Gompels and Jeff Conco. I mean, how'd you guys get involved? I mean, Jeff, we'll start with you first. I heard you played at Pfeiffer and All World. And how'd you wind up coming down here in Savannah? Tell us about you.
Being from Rochester, New York, a hotbed of lacrosse.
Little cold weather up there.
Yeah, it's probably still cold up there right now.
Yeah.
Moved down to Savannah with my girlfriend and I, and kind of reached out to Savannah Lacrosse, say, hey, I would love to help out. And they needed a coaching opportunity. So I said I'd love to help, and just kind of worked out that way.
Jumped right on. How long have you been in Savannah?
I've been in Savannah 3 years.
How do you like it?
Love it.
A lot warmer than up north, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Mark, what's your role in the Savannah lacrosse team, Savannah lacrosse program?
I guess I'm the guy that dots the I's and crosses the T's.
Give me a paycheck. No, I'm only joking with you.
Wish I could.
I know.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of busy work. I think it's underestimated what it takes to keep a team going, scheduling things, making sure refs show up, making sure fields are available. My best feature now is my ability to line the field. So I've got that on radar now. I can do that with my eyes closed.
Well, you know, Savannah, how long have you been in Savannah? How'd you wind up getting in the program?
I've been in Savannah since 1982, and played soccer for Syracuse University.
Go Orangemen.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say Orangemen now?
Yeah. Still.
St. John's guy here. We can't say Redman anymore either, so.
I understand. My youngest both were playing soccer, but he looked at me one day and he said, "Dad, I want to try this sport, lacrosse." And kind of broke my heart. But I had to let him, you know, go where his eyes took him. And ever since then, both boys have just fell in love with the sport and played it passionately. And as a parent, you can't help but back that up.
No, I mean, if they love the sport, you might as well let them play it. And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi, and I'm talking to the Savannah lacrosse coaches of the championship Savannah lacrosse team out of the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League, 14-0. We got Mark Gompels and Jeff Conco. And all right, let's get into the season. 14-0, undefeated. Not many people know that. You guys ran through the schedule, and you won last week. You beat the Charleston Lacrosse Club 17-14. Must have been an exciting game. Tell us about the team. Tell us about the kids. Jeff, you want to take that mic and give us a lowdown on the season and the kids?
We started out with the Rip Tem tournament at Benedictine, and I was a little worried about it. But they came out strong. Last year we had a pretty okay season. Had a lot of returning seniors. I think we have six starting seniors. So they came to work, and they knew it was on the line. They knew it was their last high school lacrosse year. So they really worked hard, came to practice 3 days a week. They really fought, and we had a great season.
Well, you mentioned Miles Whitworth, who happens to go to my school, Islands High School, and Alec
Ganley,
who's, I think, homeschooled, and he's going to Greensboro. Okay, there's going to be a signing Monday. Let's give him a shout-out for that. You got a signing Monday, right?
Signing Tuesday, I believe.
Tuesday,
Islands High School.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
Yeah, they're going to do it at the public library right behind Islands High School. That's what Miles told me, because Alec is homeschooled. Mm-hmm. So it'll be at 2 o'clock. So you got two kids right there getting scholarships. Any other kids? I heard you talking about Jared Howard and some of these other guys. I know Stephen Lee played with you guys. Let's give a shout-out to some of these other guys.
Jared Howard's looking at school in North Carolina. Carolina Brevard, also Division II. Jeremy Argoli, which is one of the best goalies ever coached. He's also going to SCAD, I believe.
Nice.
And then my face-off guy, which is an incredible workhorse right there. He is first year playing lacrosse, and he picked it up like that. And he's looking at Limestone, which is a powerhouse in Division II.
Yep.
And North Greenville, which is right up the road.
Right up the road.
Also Division II.
Not far from Greensboro either.
Not at all.
So these guys will be going against each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you both said that you got some of the lacrosse programs going. I know I saw a clinic online. Coach from Army's coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Alberisi, yep.
So how do we get the kids involved in this? You want to give a shout-out to the where the website is and all that other stuff?
Yeah, CoastalEmpireLacrosse.com. Do a little search for Coastal Empire Lacrosse, and you'll find a great web page to go to. It'll direct you how to sign up and give you all the dates and times. And, you know, just talking about Coastal Empire, got to, give a big thanks to Dan Umble and all that he's done for lacrosse in Savannah. I mean, he started Coastal Empire years ago, and that service that he's done for the community and what he's built and organized is really what has helped BCBBC, helped Savannah Lacrosse be Savannah Lacrosse, helped Savannah Christian Lacrosse Club. You know, that's how you get U18 players. You got to start young. You got to build game IQ, and you know, got to keep their sticks in their hands. He's done a great job for us in this community.
So you can go to Savannah Lacrosse or Coastal Empire Lacrosse, and you can find a lot of information what's going on. And I know I searched the web, and I saw that, you know, tell us about, you know, you bring down the head coach from Army, Alberisi, right? Did I say it right?
Yep.
Nice Italian guy, okay. But, you know, top-notch coach coming down here. I mean, you got the big NCAA Division I lacrosse playoffs going on now.
It's not just the game. It's the philosophy of the game. And when you hear these, you know, Division I head coaches talk to these young men and talk to them about what it takes to be a young man, not just an athlete, but a student athlete, I tell you, I get goose pimples just thinking about it. I love to listen to it. They bring it on. They pour it on hard. And these kids learn a lot from it.
Well, you know, it's another sport that, you know, you got the opportunity to get in a scholarship, and one scholarships pay big, you know, big time, cut the cost of college Jeff did here. So, I mean, Jeff, as far as an athlete and lacrosse, the opportunity to get a scholarship is just like any other sport, and it pays off, doesn't it?
Absolutely. To get that scholarship to go get an education is just, it's huge. I never thought I'd get the opportunity. But it was great going from Rochester to North Carolina. Then I fell in love with the South and just.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity. It's a great sport, and not a lot of people know this, but they should know it. It is America's only original sport. Okay, we got basketball from soccer and soccer from the world. I mean, but lacrosse was played by the Native Americans, and that's how it all started.
Started in Syracuse, New York.
Yep. So, you know, it's just a great sport that has taken off. And since you got a lot of experience in playing it, do you see the talent level increasing in the Savannah area, the Low Country area?
Absolutely. I've been here 3 years, and when I first moved down here, I helped out with a couple camps here and there, and the talent, the athletes were there. We have a lot of good athletes down here. But like Mark was saying, the IQ wasn't there yet.
Right.
And as I progressed coaching Savannah Lacrosse, I could see them progress from last year to this year, which is great as a coach. You'd love to see that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're working harder. They understand they have to, you know, play wobble every single day to get their sticks better. They have to work hard at this sport. It's not an easy sport. Very hard.
You know, I mean, you know, you got a stick, eye-hand coordination. I mean, you're throwing hockey in there. You're throwing soccer in there. You're throwing basketball in there, because the concepts are basketball concepts if you really look at it.
Absolutely.
But it's been going on a lot since before basketball was even invented. But once again, guys, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to Mark Gompels and Jeff Konko, the coaches of Savannah Lacrosse, who just won the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League. Undefeated, 14-0. They got signings coming up on Tuesday. Miles Whitworth and Alec
Ganley.
I don't want to say Langley. It's Ganley. And once again, you know, this is a lacrosse club. They are playing in the South Carolina Independent High School League. But, you know, it's pretty special that you're playing on a club and two young men wind up getting scholarships to go on to further their career in their sports and, of course, academics and all that other things. But, guys, great job. And you didn't go unnoticed. A lot of people know about it. Once again, I'd like to say thank you for coming on. Thank you for putting up with a little technical difficulties, but it's well worth it.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Hey, anytime you got something with lacrosse, give me a call. Go to my webpage or just give me a call, and we'll publicize it here and get these kids more credit.
Thank you very much.
Once again, Mark Gompels and Jeff Konko, thank you for putting up with the technical difficulties, but they did coach the Savannah lacrosse team to the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League Championship, 14-0. Great job. Next up, I'm going to try and get in touch with the coach from Coastal Middle School, Gene Dodd. 11 straight years, he's won the middle school soccer championship. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG.
Yeah, there's other sports bars in Savannah, but only Spans has soul. Because Spans is more than a sports bar. With the best Southern soul food in the Lowcountry. Dine in or take out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Check out the Lowcountry Boil every Wednesday and happy hour 5 to 8. And Spans turns up when the sun goes down. With dancing all night long. Spans is a sports bar, a restaurant, and a club. At 530 NLK Boulevard, 7 days a week. And oh yeah, Spans caters too. So remember, Spans is more than a sports bar. Because Spans has soul.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused and proud sponsors of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report every Saturday morning right here from 9 to 11. Also, you can listen to us on ESPNCoastal.com, or if you get in the car and you can't pick it up, or you're going somewhere and you want to listen to it on your phone, download the ESPN Radio app and go to Savannah Hilton Head, or the TuneIn Radio app, tune in, TuneIn Radio app, and go to WSEG Savannah. Well, you know, a lot's been going on here in Savannah, Georgia. We just talked to the Savannah lacrosse coach, the lacrosse coaches. They've had an undefeated season. They won the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League. Well, now we're going to talk to a guy goes under the radar also, because we don't really, you know, we're starting to get a lot of attention to our middle school programs, but I don't know if you guys know this, but the Savannah-Chatham County Public School System has a soccer league that's been going on for a long time. I think almost over 22 years, because this guy's been coaching it for 22 years. But Coastal Middle School just completed the season and have won their 11th straight boys Savannah-Chatham County Public School title, and unbelievable run. And this guy does a great job over there. And talking to Thomas Sanders, his co-worker, he's like the Pied Piper. These kids love playing soccer for this man. And he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400 and 104.3 FM hotline is the head coach of the Coastal Middle School Seahawks now, Gene Dodd. Good morning, Gene.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, it's a fun morning, running around, going crazy, but, you know, got you on the radio. But once again, congratulations, 11 straight middle school soccer titles. I mean, just unbelievable. And you told me you've been doing this 22 years, just something special, eh?
It is, Carl. This has been a very good year for us again. We're losing a lot of kids, but We hope to continue the streak next year as well.
Well, you know, how do you keep this going? I mean, you know, it's middle school. You count on your eighth graders, which is like your seniors. And year after year, it seems like you don't reload. I mean, you're reloaded and you're not rebuilding. And it seems something that's unbelievable. What's the key to winning every year at Coastal Middle School?
Well, every year I look to build a program. I keep sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. And the older ones help the younger ones out, and that's what we count on there at Coastal.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of good kids have come through your program. One's graduating from Islands High School, Tyler Lee, 108 goals in his 4-year career at Islands. Tell us about the younger kids now that you got coming up that you think that you foresee them to be a force in the whether it's at Savannah-Chatham County Public School or somewhere else, that you made a big impact on your season this year.
Yeah, I'm losing a lot of eighth graders this year, Carl. One of them's going to play for the Charleston Battery in their farm system. And most of them actually are going to Island High School. So we're looking forward to watching them over the years and watching the success that they have in high school.
And any names you want to throw out there that we might be looking at in 4 years down the road?
There's a few of them. Jacob Davis, obviously, is a very good player. James Longenfeld, Bryant Jackson, any of those guys could do a very good job in high school, and those are the names that you'd look for, I would think.
Well, you know, I'm excited about it to come over to Islands High School. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I got the man that's guided Coastal Middle School to their 11th straight title on the ESPN Radio hotline, and that's Gene Dodd. So now, from what I just heard, okay, you count on your eighth graders, but you also carry sixth and sixth. How many guys do you have on a team, and how do you work it with just one coach like yourself doing all this?
Well, it's not easy sometimes, Carl. I kept 25 this year. Every year's different. I kept 25 in the program. 13 of them were eighth graders, obviously, and they're going to be moving on. But we feel like we've got a pretty good nucleus coming back as well, and we're looking forward to another successful season next year, hopefully.
hopefully, you know, you're just reloading it, Coach. You know that. But everybody knows that you always have a good program year in and year out. And I got to give you a lot of credit. Middle school for over 22 years, coaching and teaching. And, you know, you see these kids grow up from young kids as sixth graders to be young adults when, by the time they leave you. Tell me what the experience is like coaching middle schoolers or teaching middle schoolers and seeing them progress to the high school and grow to be up outstanding soccer players, students, and adults.
Well, I get them in middle school and before they move on to high school and really make a name for themselves. And that's a chance that I think you get the mold kids that you have the biggest influence on them. And that kind of molds them for their high school year, so to speak. And my job, I think, is to just set a good example for them and mold them into the players that they're going to be in high school.
Well, you're doing a great job over there with them because it seems like year in, year out, you're producing good athletes, good students, and they go on to make an impact in whatever program they're heading to. And it's got to be very special for you to see these guys like, for example, Tyler Lee graduating in a couple of weeks, going to Newberry College on a soccer scholarship. It's got to be rewarding that you've had a chance to help this young athlete, student athlete, go on to the next level.
Well, it is. Obviously, I have a lot of players that play for Islands High School, and Tyler's one of them. And Tyler's done a very good job there in high school. We're looking forward to watching him continue his career up at Newberry College. And congratulations and more power to Tyler.
Well, you know, Gene, you've molded a lot of these younger guys into where they are now, and you've done a great job 11 straight years winning the Savannah-Chatham County Public School title. And once again, the kids look up to you. And as Coach Sanders said, he says, you know what you're talking about. You know how to handle those kids, and you do a great job with them. And we're proud of it, and keep it going.
Well, thanks, Carl. I certainly appreciate it, and we hope to keep it going next year.
All right, Gene, I appreciate coming on Saturday morning, and once again, great job. And as you say now, is go Seahawks, right?
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. ESPN Radio for Savannah and the Lowcountry. ESPN Radio 1400 and 104.3 WSEG Savannah. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
We want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Lowcountry, and welcome back to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Once again, remember, Optum Orthopedics is doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. Well, hour number two should be a lot easier than hour number one. Technical difficulties have been taken care of, and once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. Beautiful day outside. You know, get out there and do something. We got a lot going on. We got a lot of running races going on. We got the Preakness. We got the basketball ended last night, the Hawks. So we got a lot of good things going on. So get out there and do something. Right now it's 78 degrees. The high is going to be 83, and it's sunny and it's beautiful. Once again, that's why we live here in Savannah, Georgia. And to talk about it, we had a lot of things going on this week. We'll start out with our local scoreboard in the second hour. Then we'll get to two special young ladies. They both have brought home gold again. Both have been doing this for 3 years straight. They're both going to be seniors next year, and I'm excited about it. I've had them on the show before, but you know what? When you do something good and you bring home the gold, you deserve some recognition. In the second quarter, we'll talk to the first Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Savannah Christian Preparatory School, Summer Henley. She won the long jump up at the States, and she finished second in, she won the high jump at the States, and she finished second in the long jump. And then, she tried to anchor that relay team. But once again, bringing home two medals, it's the third year in a row that she's been crowned the Class A private school high jump athlete. 5 feet 2 inches this year. Her best is 5 feet 5 inches, but great job. And then we'll get into the third quarter, and we'll talk to the Weatherington Chiropractic, second Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from St. Vincent's Academy, Taylor DeLoach. Three medals in the 100, 200 meter, and I think the other one was also in the long jump. So we'll talk to her. That's six straight gold medals for this young lady. She'll be a senior next year. But both of them, medal after medal. Some are doing a great job in the high jump, and Taylor DeLoach in the long jump. So I'm excited about it. And then we'll close out the show. We'll try and get on site with the man that's running the coaches' Coastal Soccer All-Star Game over at Optimus Field, Cam Turner. He was supposed to come on in the first hour, so we'll get to talk to him. But to the scoreboard, and once again, I always start out with the professional teams, and the Hawks, 94, the Wizards, 91. The Truth couldn't do it. Pierce couldn't pierce the Hawks' heart last night, even though he did get off that shot and he hit that three-pointer, but it was too late. But the Hawks will go on to play in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 45 years. And I could be a witness to that because I've been around a long time, and I remember the Hawks and following the Hawks, but they're going to take on, of course, the king himself, LeBron James. But do you know that the Hawks beat the Cavaliers three times out of four this year? It all starts Wednesday. So, once again, the Hawks going to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Atlanta Braves take care of the Marlins. They haven't lost in Miami yet, so they like playing the fish down there in Miami. They won 5-3. Todd Cunningham had three hits in his first big league start, including a tie-breaking single in the eighth to give the Bravos the win. And it goes to Julio Teheran, who also had a single with two RBI, but did a great job. Alex Wood toes the rubber, and the last time he won was when he played the Marlins in the second game of the season. He's 1-2 with a 4.28 ERA. His first win coming way back when at Miami Marlins Park. So that all starts at 1 o'clock today down there in Miami. Sandnats can't find a legend. They go into the seventh inning tied 3-3, and they wind up losing 9-3. The Nats and the Legends continue their four-game series tonight at 6:05. What's special about tonight, the Nats players will be wearing special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off during the game. The jerseys will be autographed after the game, and the proceeds will benefit the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Coastal Georgia affiliate. So get out there and do it. The game will be followed by another spectacular fireworks show every Saturday night there at historic Grayson Stadium. Let's go on now to our semi-pro teams. We got the Savannah Storm. They're 2-3 in the Southeastern Division of the Eastern Coastal Basketball League. They had a week off. They're back in action today. They're taking on the primetime players out of Fort Mill, South Carolina. Once again, they're on the road the next 3 weeks. Then they'll come back and play Richmond up there in Richmond, Virginia, and then they take on Fayetteville in North Carolina. So they'll be the whole month of May, they're on the road, so they won't be playing at Windsor Forest High School. Savannah Steam won last week 32-12. They're 5-2 in the new arena indoor football league, but I found that they're playing at the Chicago Blitz today. I couldn't confirm it, but that's what I got offline. So the Savannah Steam, 5-2, second place. They're playing the other team that's in second place, the Chicago Blitz, tonight for sole possession of second place in the arena indoor football league. College men's tennis at Armstrong went down, fell in the semifinals to Hawaii Pacific. The women tennis team, the Lady Pirates, will be playing, I think, for their 14th straight Division II national title today. Go Pirates. Savannah State, everybody's out except for the track team. The track team heads out to the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Regionals on May 28th in Jacksonville, Florida. That's men and women's. And the SCAD women, who hosted the NAIA Women's Golf National Tournament, finished in a three-way tie for second place. They came in as the second best team in the NAIA Women's Golf Association, and they finished second place. They had a great game, a great surge yesterday to pull that off. They shot a 306 as a team to tie and finish in second place. That's the SCAD Lady Bees golf team. Their track and field team also will take to the NAIA Track and Field Championships on May 20th. So that's the college report right there. Then we get into high schools. Like I said, start out the ladies last weekend. Summer Henley out of Savannah Christian. She's only a junior. She's won this three times. She won the GHSA Class A Private School High Jump with a leap of 5 feet 2 inches and finished second in the long jump with an impressive mark of 17 feet 8 inches. She also ran the leg, the last leg of the Savannah Christian 4x100 relay team. But I'm telling you right, coming home with a silver and Let's look at the silver, bronze. No, the gold, silver, and bronze. Coming home with a gold and silver medal. Okay, I got to remember my Olympic gold medals here. Silver and gold and silver team, pretty impressive, and she's done that for 3 years. And, of course, St. Vincent's, Taylor DeLoach Jr. also. I mean, we got so much talent here. The junior class in Savannah, Georgia is unbelievable. Basketball, football, track and field, baseball. She won the long jump on Thursday with a I lost my notes here. Where is it? Okay. Yeah, with a long jump of 19 feet, 11 and a half inches, which I understand is probably the best in all classifications in the state of Georgia. Then she came back on Saturday, last Saturday, and she won, set the record in the 200 meter with 24.39 seconds. The old mark was 24.41, set back in 1994. And then she went on to win 100 and a personal best of 11.80. Got to go to the boys' side. Once again, out of Savannah Christian, this guy, I mean, he was going to go to Alabama. He committed to Alabama for a football scholarship. Now he dropped that, so he's open game. I hope the Bulldogs pull this off. But Demetrius Robinson won the Class A long jump title with a jump of 23 and 5 inches, with a long jump of 23 and a half inches. I mean, just a great athlete. He has two races today, the 100 meters and 200. And looking at the preliminaries from the sectionals, he's got the fastest time in both of those. So we could have another three gold athlete this track season. I found out that golf, which is Monday, the state golf tournament, the Georgia High School State of Golf Association. We have two teams left. We have the boys out of BC, Benedictine, and the girls out of St. Vincent's. So looking forward to that. So we do have some golf left. PGA, Brian Harman missed the cut at the Wells Fargo Championship on the Champions Tour. Our man Gene Sowers is tied for seventh at 4 under, and he's only 3 strokes off the lead. He shot 2 under yesterday on the web.com tour. Mark Silvers out of Savannah Country Day in South Carolina. He shot even for the round yesterday, and he made the cut at the BMW Charity Pro-Am at Thorn Blade Club in Greer, South Carolina. Gene Sowers is playing in the regional tradition at Shoal Creek Golf Course in Alabama. So that's the golf. Running events all over the city today. We have the Girls on the Run celebration happening at T.A. Wright Stadium on the campus of Savannah State. We also have over at the Hutchinson Island Raceway Course, we have the second annual 9-line run for the Wounded Warriors. That started at 7 o'clock. Girls on the Run started at 9 o'clock. And there's a lot of other races going on. I don't know where they're going on, but it seems like every time we turn around, there's a running race going on in Savannah. But that's what the jog father, Robert Espinoza, out of Fleet Feet Sports Savannah does. So watch out for those joggers all over the place. Once again, first section is done, and this show cannot be possible without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, and hand therapy in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. Remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports, and they're doctor-led and patient-focused. The center is located at 210 Eastern Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. You can visit them on the World Wide Web at optimhealth.com. Next up, we're going to be talking a little gold for the third year in a row, coming from Savannah Christian Preparatory School, Summer Henley. Once again, she is the Class A private school high jump champion. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. And remember, it's all on ESPNCoastal.com.
Make sure you take ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head and 3 and Out with you wherever you go.
That's one small step for man, one athlete.
We're always on your dial at AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Radio contact service, a voice here.
But now you can find us on the ESPN Radio app streaming live.
3 and Out with Kevin Thomas, BJ Bennett, and Matt Osborne.
Am I on the air?
Whether it's on the radio, online at ESPNCoastal.com, on TuneIn, or on the exclusive ESPN Radio app.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head and 3 and Out.
Should you or any of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
Are always one click away.
Indeed, you are powerful.
ESPN Media, Savannah Hilton Head.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. Well, like I said, coming into this segment, coming into the second hour, this is what I'm calling my championship hour because we have two young ladies that just keep on winning gold medals after gold medals after gold medals and silver medals and bronze medals. But, I mean, this young lady on Friday, she won the Georgia High School State Association Class A Private School High Jump with a leap of 5 feet 2 inches, finished second place in the long jump with an impressive mark of 17 feet 8 inches. Then on Saturday, she had to run the last leg of her 4x100 relay team. A couple little things happened, but you know what? She was in the thick of it, and now this is three straight high jump gold medals for this young lady. In the long jump, okay, this year she finished in second place, so there's a silver. As a sophomore, she finished in third with a bronze, and then go back to her freshman year, she won it as a freshman for another gold medal. But I'm telling you right now, she's been impressive. She's also a cheerleader, does a great job over there at Savannah Christian Preparatory School. Joining us now in the new ESPN radio studio right here in Savannah Mall is Summer Henley. Good morning, Summer.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, it's Saturday morning. It's kind of hectic, but it's a lot of fun because we're talking local sports and we're talking to, you know, student athletes like you and Taylor Deloach. And that's what makes this show a lot of fun because we bring on the kids that have really excelled. And, you know, it's something special. And Dr. Bart Weatherington, who sponsored this segment, loves high school sports and he does a great job with it. But once again, three straight years in the high jump. I mean, something that I can be very impressed with because I tried doing that when I was on a track team, but I was a shot putter, but they wanted me to try high jump, but I got no ups. So, but anyway, 3 years in a row, something special. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you like so much about the high jump? First of all, how did you get involved in track? It's been 2 years since I've talked to you last because we had you on as a freshman, and I do apologize by last year because I should have had you on last year because you won again. But, you know, track. Why track? I mean, because when you say track and field to everybody, well, track is when you run around at the field events is what you're doing. People go, track is boring. I mean, tell us why track. When did you get started and what do you like so much about it?
I started track in sixth grade and then I did the 100 and 4x1 and long jump from sixth to eighth. And then ninth grade, I started trying high jump. And then I just fell in love with it because it's kind of a mental sport along with obviously physical, but like you have to concentrate, and some days like in high jump, that's why I especially like it, because you like my best is 5.5, but then sometimes I can't do it because it's all in your head, and so you have to like figure out how to conquer it, and it's really interesting, I think.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the sports are individual, but, you know, then you take the team total points, and that's how the teams win. But it's definitely a mental sport, whether you do in a field event, which is high jump, long jump, pole vault. We don't have any javelin down here, shot put, discus. So, I mean, it really is mental, and you have to be prepared for it. Now, as a track athlete, okay, I know 3 years in a row winning the high jump, and like you said, it's mental. Do you expect to do this every year, or is it something that you have to get over? Because there's probably always somebody like you were 3 years ago as a freshman that's looking to do better than you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I always hope I can, but I always know there is a possibility that someone will come out and then just jump amazing. And so I have to train really hard and make sure I'm doing my best.
Well, talking about training, all right, I'm called Demasi. I'm talking to Summer. I want to say Tammy. That's her mother. Summer Henley, and she's the Georgia High School State Association Class A Private School high jump champion. How do you train? Is it year round? Is it just, you know, when the season starts? To be successful, you have to be doing something extra.
Well, I do. We start in January and we train, and we don't have like meets until either late February, early March. And so I normally train with the sprinters because I end up doing sprinting. But then,
like the last leg of the 4x100.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I train with them, and then afterwards, my coach comes up with a long jump and high jump.
Exercises.
Yes. And then, so some days I'll do both, but some days I'll just do like just long jump or just high jump. And so,
well, you know, that's the routine. But I mean, have you gotten into, has Coach DD
Coulter.
Yes. Has she gotten into any weight training or any kind of training as far as getting stronger to maybe even go higher?
Well, mainly with high jump, you have to have a strong core. And so, the field coach, Coach Dale Coulter, he has a special thing
routine
to do. Yes. And so it's kind of intense.
I can imagine. I mean, if you have to have a core, that means your mid abdomen and your legs. I mean, it's got to be a tough routine. Now, coming into the season, okay, two-time defending high jump champion in Class A private schools. Was your personal goal to win it again, or just to do better than you did last time?
I just want to do better than I did last time.
And your best so far is 5'5".
Yes.
What's your goal altogether? How high do you want to get?
I want to get my height, which is 5'10".
Nice, yes. Nice. She's 5'10", because I'm 5'11", and she's only an inch shorter than me, and I can't picture someone running and jumping over me with their back to the mat, too. So if you ever seen anybody do high jump, it's pretty special. Nobody tries to go over with a leg anymore, right? It's all with your back.
Yes.
Yeah, she just made a face like, what are you talking about, coach? Back in the old day, back in the day. Now, as a team, we just said track is, an individual sport, but you have a team. Like Demetrius Robinson today is going for the 100 and 200. As a team, the boys and girls go together. What does it mean to be on the track team at Savannah Christian?
It's amazing. It's one of the best things I've ever done because everyone there is super supportive. And so if you have a bad meet, they're still like, congratulations, they're really proud of you, and it's just a really good support system.
So everybody's there cheering you on, just like at swim meets and everything else. Mm-hmm. So it definitely is pretty special. And I've talked about Demetrius Robinson on the boys' side of the Savannah Christian track team. Anybody from the girl, anybody teammate on the girls' side that really did well that impressed you? I mean, you've been part of it now for 3 years.
Well, they all are amazing, but then Diana Wickham especially, she ran in the 400 at state, and she did really, really well.
Diane, what's last name, Wickham?
Wickham, yeah.
Her brother played football, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's the Wickham family. I know who you're talking about. Now, we talked about that you also take part in, you're on the game cheerleading squad. You also did competitive cheerleading. I mean, any time for any other extracurricular activities, or is just track and cheerleading?
I participate in modeling some, and
nice.
So we're trying to get that started, but that's mainly what I do, modeling, track, and cheerleading.
You got to find time to do that, okay? Now, you know, as far as Coach Coulter goes, tell us about Coach Coulter, or I guess it's husband and wife now, Dee Dee and Dale. Tell us what they mean to you as making you a better athlete over there at Savannah Christian, and how much they mean to that program.
Oh, they're amazing. They're like my second parents. And so some coaches you see, they just get inside your head and they try to yell at you and make you angry.
Right.
And I don't respond to that, and they know that. And so they try to like support you and encourage you. And then whenever you do well, they're always there for you, and it's amazing.
Well, I'm Carl Demasi. You're listening to the Carl Demasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Summer Henley, the Georgia High School State Association Class A private school high jump champion again, 3 straight years. And you've been at Savannah Christian now since 9th grade. Were you there for middle school also?
Yes.
So tell us, Savannah Christian, what does it mean to Summer, going to Savannah Christian and the people there? And tell us about Savannah Christian, what kind of environment is for Summer Henley.
It's great because they all know that I struggle with it, but they all know I do well, and so they always try to congratulate me. And even if I do really bad at a meet or something, they'll always say, that's still great. Like, there's not a lot of people that can do this, and they're always really proud, and they always support me.
Family atmosphere over there. How about the teachers? Any outstanding teacher, any teacher that you like that has a big influence on what you're doing as far as the classroom?
My math teacher, Miss Wetmore, is really supportive, and like, she's always there for you even if there's something out of school.
Nice.
And so it's really nice.
Someone you can go to. So, all right, so now you got one more year left. Tell us what the future looks like.
Ooh, I don't know. We're obviously going to try to do well at state next year, but I'm hoping to keep my grades up and then try to go to a really good college, and we'll see.
Do Do you want to pursue track also besides doing something else?
Yes.
Yes. Any schools that you're interested in as of yet?
I haven't really decided yet, so we'll see.
You know, you're only a junior. You're going to start looking, you know, the SAT, the ACT, and schools and everything else. So, but once again, we're talking to Summer Henley, the three-time defending Georgia High School State Association Class A private school high jump champion. But don't forget, she's also won medals in the long jump, and she's done a great job. But that's why she's the first Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for May 16th. Summer Henley from Savannah Christian. And I know next year you'll be back, and you'll be telling us where you're going to go take your track talent, and, of course, your academic talent to the next level.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. And once again, this could not be possible without Dr. Bart Wetherington. Remember, the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, they help you a lot. If your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room, well, at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations, one right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and of course over there in Pooler, remember it's cooler in Pooler, in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Part 2 coming up, St. Vincent's Academy track and field star Taylor DeLoach. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 14, AM 1400, and FM 104.3 WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. I've said it before, this is the championship hour here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and it's all sponsored by the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, and we just finished with Summer Henley, the Class A private school high jump champion, three straight years. It seems like these ladies like gold. Every lady likes gold. I mean, throw a diamond on it, it's probably even special, but this young lady is unbelievable, and three straight years now, she's been owning the track and field event, or the track up there, and the field event, because she does both, okay, at the Georgia High School State Class AA Championships. And as a junior, she set the Class A state meet record last Saturday in a 200-meter run at 24.39 seconds. The old mark, almost a minute slower, I guess you would say, at 24.41 seconds. Imagine if you did that in less than that. In seconds. So she slowed it by 1 second. That was set back in 1994. Then she goes out and she does her personal best in the 100 with 11.8 seconds. But on Thursday, she broke the Class A state meet record in the long jump at 19 feet, 11 and a half inches, which was the top mark in all classifications. That's 6A all the way down to Class A. And she's been doing this regularly, this back-to-back seasons as a sophomore and as a junior. She has 6 gold medals. What do we do as a freshman?
Freshman, I got 2nd, 4th, and 6th.
Okay, so, you know, a big improvement right there. So she's 6 for 6 right now. She's doing a great job. And that's, of course, Taylor DeLoach from St. Vincent's Academy. She is our second Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Well, Taylor, it's always a pleasure. We're making a habit of this. Now, next year, I can't wait until when you tell me you're going to Notre Dame. I'm only joking, okay? But she's got so many schools looking at her for her track talent. It's unbelievable. But 3 for 3 again. Did you expect that coming into this year?
No, I didn't expect it. I just really wanted to get great. I mean, not great, but I wanted to improve a lot. So came into the season ready to do what I do.
Well, you do what you do. And, I know you do this all year round. And, you know, we have the 100-meter. We have the 200-meter. We have the long jump. Which one do you like the most?
Well, actually, I have two events now. I like the long jump and the 200. You might as well just say I like them all. Since I PR'd in the 200, I mean, in the 100, so.
And if you missed, I'm going to give a plug right here. If you missed her running the 200 meter, go to, I think it's the St. Vincent's Academy Facebook page, or go to the Carl DeMasi Facebook page, or go to the Prep Sports Report Facebook page, and you can watch her burning the track, coming around the stretch in the 200 meter, and you just pulled away from the field. It was unbelievable, but such talent. And I mean, did you ever think a sport where you're by yourself and there's nobody really working out with you or pushing you would be so much fun and you'd be so successful at it?
I like individual sports. I mean, team sports are fun too, but individual, you know, it's all you. You can't blame anybody else but you. So.
And I know Coach Marie Dotson's over there saying, "Come on, Taylor, play basketball for me," or the volleyball coach doing on play volleyball. But you know, you've concentrated now more on track and field because that's where your talent is. And yes, you're a very good basketball player, and you'll probably be a very, very good volleyball player. I mean, coming down and spiking a ball, but just that's where your talent lies, and you've been getting better and better every year. I mean, so to make you better, okay, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Taylor DeLoach, St. Vincent Academy track and field star, 3 gold medals again. I mean, what routine do you use? I mean, you got 3 different sports. Well, not 3 different events. 2 go together, 1 doesn't. Well, really, speed makes a difference in the long jump too. So how do you get better? What's your routine?
Well, I definitely have to do my sit-ups every morning, 100. That's how it is. And you got to drink your protein. If you don't drink that, then I don't know how you're going to go function throughout the day. And weight room. Got to hit the weight room heavy in the track. You got to be dedicated to when you wake up in the morning, even though you don't want to, you know, go out there and do it. You just got to motivate yourself. I mean, I'm trying to break all the records I can, get everything I deserve, you know. Got to go out there and get it.
So to motivate yourself, you set goals on beating your personal best. That's the key right there, right?
Yes, every track meet, just go out there and beat my personal best. Even if I, you know, I'm not worried about the place. I'm just really worrying about myself improving.
Well, you're doing a great job. 6 for 6 with gold medals in all the events you've taken part in. And it's just, you know, it's just something better. And we don't have to go to the question, what's your personal goal? Because we know it is. Now, tell me how, you know, even though track and field, you know, is a bunch of individual events, tell me how the team comes together for you and you come together for the team. Because at the end of the meet, you're also pulling for the team to win the track meet, right?
Yes. Well, it's a team thing, and I love all my teammates. We all work together. We all work hard. I just got to motivate them, and they motivate me to do well. And they show so much love, and I show so much love back. I can only be happy for everything they do, so I'm really happy for them.
Well, being a former track and field coach, which I really concentrate more on the shot put and the discus because that's what I did in high school, and I really, you know, the field event, the track events, I, you know, I could teach you form running and all that, but not my expertise, and it takes a lot. Everything's got to be working in unison, and I mean, the speed from the 100 meter to the 200 to the long jump is a big factor. Is the technique the same running the long jump as it is running a 100 meter or 200 meter race?
No, the technique for the long jump, you got to get your knees up, you got to get your arms up. For the 100, you got to drive out there. You can't settle down. In the 200, you got to beat everybody out the curve.
It's the curves that hurt you, right?
Yes.
It's the curves. So, like you said, the knees and the arms being in unison on the long jump, where in the 100 meter, you got to be a little more, have a little more drive, or a little more dive. What's the difference? Are you leaning forward more? Or are you not leaning forward? What's the difference?
Well, when you stand, you don't want to stand straight up in the 100. You want to get down. You want to drive out, drive your knees and your arms. You want to have a good drive phase of at least 30 or 40 meters.
Nice. So once again, I'm talking to Taylor DeLoach, the two-time back-to-back Georgia High School State Association Class AA champion in the 100, 200 meter, and, of course, the long jump. Which one do you like the most? Come on, yeah, you got to break it up.
Okay, still the long jump.
Now, I mean, you broke the record for the long jump. You broke the record in the 200 meter. I mean, unbelievable times, unbelievable distance. It's just something unbelievable. Now, what I'm going to focus in right now here, I know you're very humble. You don't brag about yourself. But when you could say that you got the best long jump in all classifications, what does that mean to you?
Well, I guess I do. But I still want to improve. I mean, it's still a good jump, but it's not my personal best. But, I mean, I just went out there and did what I had to do. I really didn't expect to break the long jump record.
But it's not your personal best?
No.
What's your personal best in the long jump?
20 feet, 1.
She's still got more room to spare, and she still won with, 19 feet, 11 and a half inches?
Yeah.
So you still go another foot then, eh?
Yes.
Now, when you get to the next level, and I know you're going to get to the next level, and I'm saying this right here, she will get to the next level. What are the top college long jump distances or the 100 meter, 200 that sets goals or helps you set goals?
I think it's this senior from Oregon, or I think to a junior or a senior, and she jumps 21 feet, 10 inches. So I'm trying to
You're
get
not
up
far there. Off of that, though.
No, not.
So it's just a matter of technique, lifting, getting bigger and stronger. And you still haven't stopped growing, believe it or not. You probably stop about 2021. So you still got more muscle mass to put on. So it could be an exciting time. Now, we've talked about this before, and, you still got another year to go at this place. But first of all, let's give out some love to your coach at St. Vincent's, and that is?
That's Coach Sykes, Miss Bruce, and then Coach Dodson.
Coach Dodson's doing track too now, eh?
Yeah, no, not Dodson. Dodson. Yeah.
D-O-D-S-O-N.
Yeah.
Okay, not Dodson like Marie. Okay, and then outside of the school, who else has a lot of? You can give a lot of credit for your powers, on the track.
Definitely my parents, Ivy and Rob, and Coach Odom. She's been there, and I have Coach Crystal, who's in Atlanta, and I have Coach Walker, who's down in Florida, and I have Jed and Mr. Craig, who are helping up in North Carolina. So thank y'all.
Well, to have a really, really exceptional athlete, first of all, you have to have great parents who take you and bring you to these places and help you, get motivated doing it. And, of course, the coaches make a big difference, too. So tell us, St. Vincent's, 3 years down, what has St. Vincent's meant to Taylor DeLoach?
Okay. Freshman year, I didn't really know I was going there. So my mom was like, yeah, you're going there. And sophomore year, I was just happy to be there. Mm-hmm. Didn't really expect to win all those medals like I did. And then junior year just came out. Everybody's like, yes, that's track star. And now we hold up a sign called blessed. Because everywhere I go, I always say that I'm blessed to ever, have this opportunity. So we have a little sign that we put up, and we just say, you're hashtag blessed. So every time I post a picture, I put hashtag blessed.
Well, you're blessed to have the God-given talent. You're blessed to be at a great school, great parents, great family. And I wish I could get your younger brothers with me, but that's another story. But, okay, colleges. I mean, last time we talked, last summer, I was excited about it because coming from New York, there's only one school in New York you root for, and that's Notre Dame. Tell us about the schools that have been knocking on the door now.
All right, well, I went to visit Clemson. I had Georgia, Florida, Auburn, Ohio State, and Texas. And I'm probably going to visit UCF, which I'm going to Golden South Classic next week. And I went to visit North Carolina. LSU's been calling to Davidson, Miami. It's if you name it, it's probably.
It's out there, isn't it?
Yes, and I just recently got a letter from Texas A&M. So.
Aggies. All right, deep down inside, any front runners?
Yeah, I can't tell you. You got to wait just like everyone else. Nobody's going to know, not even my parents.
All right, so that means you're not going to have a little Irish in you then, I guess, eh? Too far away from home, though. But, I mean, does that play a role? And you're not giving it away, but athletes who are recruited, I know a big part of it is that, staying close or somewhat close to home. Is that going to be a part of your decision or wherever you go that's the best fit for Taylor DeLoach?
I'm kind of leaning towards staying home and then I'm kind of not. So whichever one, provides me with the best scholarship. That's
the best offer.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And you know who's loving this even more than you?
Who?
Mom and Dad.
Definitely.
But once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm talking to Taylor DeLoach, the Class AA, Georgia High School State Association Class AA, three-peat champion in the long jump, in the 100-meter and 200-meter. And quickly, our boy today from Savannah Christian, I mean, he's already got the long jump under his belt. He's got at 23 feet and something inches, which blows my mind away. And then, of course, he's got the 100 and 200-meter, which Demetrius Robinson had the best time in both of those preliminaries or sectionals. So give us your thoughts on Demetrius Robinson.
Oh, that's my big brother. We've been training since we were younger with the Cheetahs, so I have nothing but love for him and respect for him. I hope he does well in college and still, as we strive to our last year, just we got to go out with a bang. So it starts here.
And, I know I'm running over here, but I got to. I mean, these girls have done a great job. And this last question I got for Taylor, the Savannah Cheetahs, great program. That's where you got your start. And it's still going strong. Coach Jenks, right?
Yes.
So tell us about your experience with them, what that has helped you with your career.
It did a lot since I was younger till now. Even though, I don't run with them, but still, he's helped me since I was age 7 and up, And he's done a lot for me, you know, taking me to colleges. I mean, not colleges, but taking me to track meets.
Right.
Taking me all around the country, visiting places I never thought I would go. You know, just getting me out of the Savannah community, getting me out and doing something with my life.
And, you know, seeing how it is outside of Savannah, Georgia, as far as track goes, too.
Yes.
Well, Taylor, I mean, 2 years back-to-back, 3 gold medals both years. Unbelievable. And like I said, you know, I know it's not your best, but it's still the best in the state of Georgia as far as high school goes. Your long jump at 19 feet, 11 and a half inches, and of course, the 100 and 200 winning those. That's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for May 16th, Taylor DeLoach, St. Vincent's Academy track. And once again, I can't wait to see you next year in here telling me where you're going to go. You know what we got to do? We got to set up a party, and we got to put hats on a table for you, just like they do with football, because it's just a big deal.
Okay.
Your top three choices, and I'll talk to Coach Odom. We'll get this going because it's going to be pretty special.
All right, that sounds good.
But once again, thank you for coming in. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you. Can I give one shout out, though?
Go right ahead.
All right, I just want to give a shout out to the SBA class of 2016. It's almost our time, you know. Let's go, girls.
It's our time. Don't push it, okay? you want to keep those days as long as you can there. But once again, great job. Taylor DeLoach, three-time champion in the long jump, 100 and 200 meter. And remember, Dr. Bart Weatherington for sponsoring this show. Remember, if your back hurts, not the show, this part, okay, your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room, if you can, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthy life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we'll try and get in touch with Cam Turner, the coordinator of the Coastal Coaches Association All-Star Soccer Game, going to kick off at 12 o'clock at Optimus Field. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG.
Yeah, there's other sports bars in Savannah, but only Spans has soul. Because Spans is more than a sports bar. With the best Southern soul food in the Lowcountry. Dine in or take out. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late night. Check out the Lowcountry Boil every Wednesday and happy hour 5 to 8. And Spans turns up when the sun goes down. With dancing all night long. Spans is a sports bar, a restaurant, and a club. At 530 NLK Boulevard, 7 days a week. And oh yeah, Spans caters too. So remember, Spans is more than a sports bar. Because Spans has soul.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner. With the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Okay, welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And we got to give a big shout out to what's going on at Optimus Field today. We got the Coastal Empire All-Star Game run by the Coastal Coaches Association. Well, guys that get together that call themselves that. I'm only joking, but I mean, it's a big event. Great time last year out there. A lot of soccer talent here in the area. Like I've been saying that all year long, and I'm excited about it. But this man knows a lot about it, and he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400 and FM 104.3 F Hotline. Is the coordinator, is the director, is the man that came up with this idea, the Windsor Forest Head Boys soccer coach, Cam Turner. What's up, Cam?
Hey, Carl, how y'all doing today?
Hey, a lot of fun talking local sports, and let's give a big shout-out to the All-Star Soccer Game, the Coastal Empire All-Star Soccer Game that starts at 12 o'clock with the round robin or the try, whatever you guys want to call it, the three games with the girls, and at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock the junior game, or 3 o'clock the junior game, boys, and at 5 o'clock the senior boys game.
Correct. You got it, man. We're out here right now. Kids are rolling in. We're getting all set up. Just looking forward to having a great day out on the soccer field.
Now, you being a coach, I'm a coach. I'm a teacher. You're a teacher. Getting these kids to the next level, that's what it's all about. So how about the colleges? Who are we going to expect to be out there at Davenport's Optimus Field watching the game?
Yeah, we've got been contacted by about 17 different colleges. We've got Mercer, Georgia Southern said they're coming. We've got all the local schools, Armstrong, SCAD coming, Point University, ABAC, Newberry, Coker College. I mean, like I said, the colleges go on, and coaches that contact me want to come down here and recruit our players.
And they know we have a lot of talent down here. It's a hotbed for soccer, don't you think? Savannah United and all these other clubs out here that have the elite soccer players that go on to play high school soccer with you guys. A lot of special talent out here, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of buried gems. I mean, right now we've got one young man that just left that's playing Indiana Vasilev that played local soccer here. He's been taken over by IMG, and he's playing in Croatia right now with the U14 national team. We've got two girls, Shania Gordon, who's going to West Virginia, Bree Carney going to Wake Forest. We got another girl that just signed with Reinhardt this week. We've got boys going to Newberry, Oglethorpe. No, we've got kids going all over to different colleges.
Well, you know, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Cam Turner, the coordinator, director of the Coastal Empire All-Star Game, 6 years straight. What's been so special about this, Cam, after 6 years? It was a brainchild of yours. People have joined the bandwagon, and you've run with it. What makes this so special for you and the coaches out there?
Well, just that, you know, the main thing is we're getting our kids a chance to be seen by the college coaches. We're giving them a chance to move on to the next level. I mean, that's what this whole thing was built on, was the idea that we had so many college talent-level players that weren't being recruited. So we wanted to give them the opportunity to be seen by the college coaches and move on to the next level. So myself and other high school coaches started making contacts with our college coaches and got them interested, and they started coming down, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger each year.
Well, I know it was a packed house, so you had a lot of people there last year, and let's give the people a lowdown where exactly it is, how much it costs to get in, and you're doing something special this year, right? Wear a jersey, getting free, eh?
Yeah. This year, all kids that wear a soccer jersey get them free. We're located at Daffin Park, right next to the stadium field, right next to the St. Ant Stadium. Parents and adults are $5, kids are $3. But like I said, any kid that wears a soccer jersey gets on in free. Right now I'm looking at the gate, and we've got about 20-plus people standing in line waiting to check in, and players and parents to come on in. It's just growing and getting bigger every year.
And it's a lot of fun, and you do a great job with it. And I know the kids love doing it. And once again, keep up the great work. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. Sorry I couldn't get you any longer. Once again, the Coastal Empire All-Star Game, Optimus Field, $5 to get in. Wear a jersey, getting free. Right, boss?
That's it, Carl. Thanks a lot for having me on, and sure appreciate everything you do for us.
Hey, have a great day, and you know, kick the ball around there some.
We'll have some fun. Thanks a lot. Hope to see you later. Bye-bye.
You got it. And that's Cam Turner, the director or the coordinator of the Coastal Empire All-Star Game. He's also the head soccer coach over at Windsor Forest for the past 15 years. Also officiates, you name anything with soccer, he's involved in it. And once you get out there and see the kids playing their last soccer game. Well, the senior girls and the senior boys playing their last soccer game here in Savannah, Georgia. Once again, 12 o'clock. The girls' game begins at 12 o'clock. The boys' game is set for 3, and the senior boys play at 5. Admission is $5 for adults, $3 for children, 12 and under. Got to give a big shout out to Tim Adams and the coaches coaching clinic, the coaches clinic for curing cancer over there at the Embassy Suites this weekend. Great job. I was in there yesterday. He you know, a brainchild of his, and he loves it, and once again, couldn't be prouder. You've listened to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400 104.3 FM. Have a great week and hit it out of the park.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.